Hare Krishna. Recording in, still from New Bajradam, leaving tomorrow afternoon. Bhakta Mike asks about Vanaprastha. Since its 50th anniversary of Prabhupada's arrival, 50 is also Pancha Urdhvambanam Brajet, the age at which one is meant to enter into the Vanaprastha ashram. So, can you say something about that? Well, I say quite a bit. Just getting out rather Damodar's orange dress for today, Wednesday. I say quite a bit about Vanaprastha. It's something that I emphasize to devotees young and older, to make a plan, because the whole concept of Varnashram is that there's a plan to life. You don't just let the winds of fate blow you, but you live by principles and you make adjustments according to fate, but still, principles are the guide. And the principle of retirement, we see that Srila Prabhupada also retired. He retired at a certain age. He hadn't taken sannyas, but he went to Jhansi. He preached, because at a certain point you're supposed to stop working. And of course, for that, in the present day and age, even in India, I was going to say outside of India, but even in India, people need to feel that they have a certain sense of security. So in order to ensure that security is there, our lifestyle has to be in such a way that we actually have some nest egg for which to retire from. Now, of course, retirement is something it's both a controversial issue, but it's something that is part of modern-day life. But the retirement age is going to 67, 70, depending on the different countries. Because the retirement pension type fund doesn't really quite work. So if you're just paying into some kind of retirement fund, minimum retirement fund as a result of some employment, you won't be able to retire at 50 off that. So that means devotees need to adjust their lifestyle, that they have some kind of fund investment which will provide them with income from which they live at the age of, and if not 50, then 55, but not 70. You're not going to be someone who's really going to be able to do justice to Vanaprastha Ashram, which starts off with increasing one's sadhana, bringing up sadhana. Let me now chant 64 rounds a day, read Prabhupada's books, if you're chanting 64 rounds a day, at least render full-time, part-time service, 4 hours a day, reside near a temple, travel to Vrindavan, Mayapur, visit the holy places annually. So these are the activities of Vanaprastha life that you've completed. Grihastha life, which has taken a lot of time, energy, and a lot of that time and energy came away from spiritual life. Devotees struggle to keep their heads above the water, but once children fly out of the nest and they lead their own lives, or at least they can maintain themselves, then it's no longer the parents' responsibility. Rather, it should be vice versa, that the children have a responsibility towards the parents. At least the responsibility should be that they shouldn't be a burden. And in that way, the opportunity is there for the elder folks to then do the needful. And it requires, obviously, a plan. And that plan devotees need to make from youth, it needs a certain lifestyle. It means that the lifestyle during grihastha life may have to be somewhat more modest in order to ensure that you really do have something to live off of, and you can retire at an earlier age, because retiring at 50, 55 is not something that any type of retirement pension, unless you're paying huge, huge amounts into, and that's also a possibility, can afford you. So, once again, Pancha Urdvam Bunam Rajet. This is Varnashram. We start off our lives trying to be Krishna conscious and giving all our time and energy to Krishna consciousness, at least Brahmacharya. Then grihastha life, so many obligations, the facilities aren't necessarily there. Then at some point, and Srila Prabhupada did it, even though his family wasn't into it, but Prabhupada still did it. And our business is to follow Srila Prabhupada. So then, all right, then let's now really concentrate again, because we're going to be leaving this world. And at 70, at 65, things change drastically, physiologically, mentally. The ability especially to render service decreases, to travel, and so on. So it requires requires a proactive approach to life. And no doubt, if devotees plan for it, then it will happen. And if they respect that principle, that going back to Godhead isn't like falling off a cliff, it's not just some kind of simple thing that just happens, but it's something that you really need to put quality, time, and energy into, and Krishna wants to see that quality, time, and energy as well. Hare Krishna.